This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
The Alaskan Inuits feed their babies seal blubber and seaweed. In Japan, infants sip miso soup. Mexican babies cut their teeth on tortillas. In Nigeria, they eat a pureed soup of black-eyed peas, powdered crayfish, beef, and tomatoes. Erica Wides, host of Heritage Radio Network's Let's Get Real, is amazed that America doesn't have similar traditions.
If you look in other cultures, you know, at what they start to feed their babies early on, they feed them real food. Like in Korea, I have a friend who's Korean, and one of the first things they give to the kids is rice with kimchi. Because what's more probiotic and full of vitamins than kimchi? You know, like, that's what you should feed the kids, that and some rice. It's so fucked up. You don't need some product made by some company that's like this industry coming along and saying, you know, let's give you a product that is better than what you can actually produce, or, you know, or than the real thing that people have eaten for thousands of years.
So where did baby food come from? Amy Bentley is a food studies professor at NYU and the author of Inventing Baby Food, which outlines the history of the baby food industry in America. She says the origins of modern baby food have a lot to do with vitamins.
So in the 19th century, there wasn't really a category called baby food. So there was a category of soft foods that were designed for sick people, old people, and babies that tended to be kind of gruel, beef broth, beef scraped beef. But as we get into the 20th century, you get the discovery of vitamins. And so all of a sudden, fruits and vegetables have an important value. That's the same time when you're getting the industrialization of the food supply. So you're getting more packaged, canned goods, and advertising is developing as well. And it's kind of this perfect storm for the development, not just of industrial food, but industrial baby food.
Since the 1930s, Americans have been feeding their babies from those little jars pretty exclusively. But what they look like is changing. The organic baby food industry is growing so fast that one company grew 3,054% in the course of a year. That company was Plum Organics, which specializes in fancy flavors of baby food and convenient baby food 2.0 squeeze pouches. Their products range from plain butternut squash or prunes to a line called the World Baby Series, with internationally inspired recipes like roasted pumpkin with coconut rice and zucchini and spinach with pasta marinara. Roasted pumpkin with coconut rice sounds like a pretty grown-up meal, which brings up the question of what counts as baby food in 2014. Amy has a simple definition.
Well, that's a good question. We think of baby food as pureed food. That's how it's been traditionally defined. So food that will sort of be a semi-solid substance. The baby food industry has been very creative in developing products from single foods to, you know, chicken noodle dinners, or, you know, a combination of food and flavors.
Baby food companies aren't the only ones getting creative, though. Recently, parents have gotten a lot more interested in making food for their infants at home. Making their own allows parents to have more control over what is going into their babies' bodies, and therefore their infants' health. If you search for baby food on Google, the first thing that comes up is an extensive recipe website called Wholesome Baby Food. They outline how to introduce solid foods, offer an extensive recipe archive, and recently published a cookbook. But Dr. Tiffany Hayes, the director of pediatric nutrition at Johns Hopkins, says that homemade baby food can also be dangerous.
Infants are more susceptible to food safety concerns than other people because their immune system is underdeveloped. It's important that if you're going to purchase baby foods and, you know, processed baby foods that you buy from reputable companies, that follow the food safety laws and FDA regulations of the United States. When those rules and regulations are followed, the products are very safe. In fact, there's very few reports in the United States of any serious foodborne illnesses coming from manufactured baby foods. I'm more concerned with parents who are actually preparing foods, baby foods at home, making their own at home. It's the family's own responsibility to follow proper food handling. Blenders and food processors are notoriously difficult to clean, and clean water source is also very important.
Despite these potential worries, Erica Wides thinks this do-it-yourself movement is a step in the right direction and a departure from what she calls foodiness.
Foodiness is this gray area between real food and junk food, which was invented by the fast food industry to try to trick you into buying their junk food but thinking it's real food. So it's things like a vitamin water or like protein-enhanced cookies or like orange juice with added omega-3s or baby formula, which to me is the ultimate foodiness product. I mean, there's breast milk, you know, like that's, we're mammals, that's what we were meant to drink or to eat only exclusively in the first few years of our lives. It's this processed food product that's meant to replace the most perfect food in the world.
But some women are not sure breastfeeding alone will keep their babies healthy. The Honest Company, a successful health and wellness brand founded by Jessica Alba, sells Baby and Toddler Multipowder, a vitamin and probiotic supplement that is designed to be added to formula, semi-solid foods, or breast milk. We asked Dr. Hayes to comment on this product. She thought it sounded pretty unnecessary.
It's interesting that it's being advertised to be mixed in with breast milk, because breast milk has, you know, a wide variety of vitamins and minerals, and the probiotic benefits of breast milk itself are huge, and they probably outweigh any additional probiotic added to them, because the infant is getting all of the mom's kind of immunity. As far as the vitamins, like I said, if the mom is eating healthy and if the mom is taking vitamins, there's absolutely no reason that the infant should need vitamins. So I would think it's a waste of people's money.
It's hard to feed a new baby. But between pressure to compete with homemade baby food and the high level of consumer interest in organics, Amy Bentley thinks the baby food industry seems to be changing for the better.
You know, I think it's great. It's certainly been instrumental in getting the big commercial baby food companies to take the sugar, salt, preservatives out of their baby food. But it's clearly having an effect, I think, for the greater good on commercial products. I don't think commercial baby food is going to go away. I don't think it should. I think it, in our society that is so jam-packed with activity and obligation, that convenience of commercial baby food is instrumental in helping women work outside of the home, for instance. So it's not going to go away, but if we can make it better, if we can make industrial food better, that's fantastic.
This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.